Did your school have the quote-unquote fun version of the anthem that was
the nylon swan?
Yes.
Fuck yeah, we did.
You're so excited.
And man, was it a treat? Because they didn't play it every day. It was on like special rotation.
How did all the school boards know to just just throw it in there once in a while when you wanted to put the kids in a good mood?
Yeah, I wonder if it was like coordinated.
Yeah, I wonder if it was correlated with bad news later in the day.
Someone got run over. Play the Nylons anthem. What should be the international anthem of the world?
Ah, yes. I saw this on Reddit. I don't remember what the top comments were, so I can't steal them and pass them off as my own jokes.
Damn it. Why would you even do this podcast then?
I think it might have been like We Are the World or like one of those like Live Aid anthems.
Not bad. We Are the World's kind of... It's a kind of good song, but it's also... There's like a weird sadness to it.
Well, it's also like, it's not fair to have a world anthem because different cultures have different music templates than we do.
True, like, but doesn't that just mean like your culture wins if you decide the anthem?
You've like, turned the decision for a world anthem into a war already.
Well, so be it. Nothing better to fight over. But like you could say the same thing about countries. Like there's different sects in countries, yet they can decide on one anthem. So
right. And plus, yeah, true.
I mean, probably everybody doesn't agree on the anthem of their country. There's...
How do you feel about Canada's?
Kind of sucks.
Yeah, not the best.
Doesn't have a good baseline. So
I feel like it's decidedly mediocre.
Mm-hmm.
And maybe that's a reflection of the country.
Yeah. I mean, like, do you know any country that has like a banging anthem? Like, I think I heard recently like Norway's was kind of like groovy or something.
Yeah. I don't know about like groovy. That would be amazing though if someone had like a funky theme.
Can we just have an anthem? How about that's written in the last like fucking 200 years?
Well, ours is new. The Canadian one is like not that old.
Really?
It's like 50s or something.
Oh.
Like really not old at all.
Okay.
The country's only at 150, so.
True. But still, even that seems kind of old. Like, I think you should update your anthem every 5 to 8 years.
Should it just be whatever the last song of the summer was?
Yes. You know how there's like this is like a thing in Britain or something. Like there's like a Christmas album or
yeah.
like a Christmas song. That's like the Christmas song they yep. decide on as a nation. It's going to be like their Christmas hit of the year or whatever.
Yeah.
And sometimes it's the same one, like multiple years. We should do the same thing with anthems.
Yeah, definitely agree. Those songs are more in the public mind anyway.
Yeah, exactly.
And they're like, they reflect what the taste of the time is.
Yep.
Wasn't there a controversy over changing Canada's recently?
I'm sure there would be.
All Thy Sons, I think, they changed.
Ah.
The lyric is, All Thy Sons Command, and they changed it to All of Us Command. Yeah, because it's sexist.
All Thy Sons Command. Isn't that like Jesus, though? Isn't the son Jesus?
I don't know. But that was what I was going to say, is that there's also like God references in it still. That they yeah. didn't take out. So uh-huh. I don't understand why gender was why that one was important.
Because it's 2019, bro.
I just like, there's always going to be a problem with it if you're looking at it through a social justice lens anyway.
Mm-hmm.
So yeah, just change it all the time.
Yeah.
Imagine if like in the 2012 Olympics, we got up there and Pharrell's Happy was our anthem.
I'd kill myself. I'd give my medal back.
Well, that's what it would be like under that system. Would it have to be like a Canadian artist? Would it be like...
Oh, yeah. You know what? This would be terrible because of our CanCon laws.
Yeah, yeah. It'd be Celine Dion for 5 to 10 years.
Yeah. And then Headley for a year.
And then Bieber.
Yeah, and then just Bieber. Solid Bieber until he dies.
Yeah, I don't know. I think that if there is a world anthem, it should just change all the time.
I think that given the trend of our PC culture, it's just if we were to start changing the anthem on a regular basis, we'd start like whitewashing it more and more, and
not whitewashing it.
Sorry, like, yeah, PC-ifying it. Until like we just start cutting out parts and changing parts until there was really nothing left of the original anthem and it was just like one generic note.
Yeah, or chord. Is there any anthems that are instrumental? There must be. There probably is, right?
Yes.
Should an anthem be instrumental so you can assign your own meaning to it?
Well, I guess that's one approach. I feel like it's a bit of a cop-out as an anthem writer.
Yeah, but... It's not a bad idea, I don't think. Although the school children would have rude lyrics immediately.
Concerning Batman and laying eggs. Joker smelling and whatnot.
Yeah.
Do you think the anthem should be, like, longer?
Yeah, I wonder what the longest one is.
I feel like because it's, like, representing a whole country, it needs to be, like, 30 to 40 times the length of a regular song.
So, like, American Pie. Or...
Yeah.
A meatloaf song.
Yeah.
Today's episode of Super Good Question is brought to you by Slap Bracelets. Remember those? Jeff, we got a new review on iTunes.
Oh, what did Apple Podcasts say?
I should say, I guess. He said, "You guys are pretty funny, man." And that's the title of the review. And then the body of the review is A. Like E-H.
Wow. So this was like one of our dads.
Sounds like it.
Someone of an older generation that likes to write the subject of the email. Write the content of the email in the subject line.
Yep. My parents just do the first sentence of the email.
Yeah.
Like, it's not what that's for, but okay.
I like it when they start the content in the subject, but it just flows seamlessly into the body of the email.
Yep. That was by Bunhut Mutt, by the way. So thanks, Bunhut.
Yeah.
Thanks, Mr. Mutt.
Thank you, Mr. Mutt.
Oh, I guess I should say, please review us on Apple Podcasts. Be like Bunhut Mutt.
Yep. The year is 2041. The world's government has become one. And voting is now mandatory. Is this a utopia or a dystopia? The question is, should voting be mandatory?
Yeah, I feel like making it mandatory is not a good idea.
I agree, but why?
It's because the people who don't vote now will be easily bought. You know, like it's...
That's a good point. Yeah, I'd sell my vote to a to a system that I don't believe in or care about.
I think it's way too easily corrupted if it's mandatory. Which maybe that's silly because like it could be corrupted now. Like you could buy votes now and it doesn't quote unquote doesn't happen.
Uh-huh.
But I don't know. What do you think? Is that a good thing?
Well, first of all, there's no good, like, there's no perfect system for voting, whether it's making it mandatory or whatever. But I feel like a different way, which is, like, I don't think it should be mandatory, but for a completely different reason, which is that I think voting should be, like, a very special privilege that only a handful of people have.
So you want, like, a test?
Yeah. I think most people shouldn't vote.
Can it start off with a American Ninja Warrior style physical fitness test?
Absolutely. There is a battle component for sure.
or American Gladiators.
Yes.
Do you remember that show?
Any and all. I sure do remember American Gladiator.
Yeah.
Freaking Laser.
Yeah.
Blazer. Cobra.
How about the remake? Did you watch the like 2000s era one?
No, it was probably Sweet though.
It was. I did. I watched it. I think there was, speaking of American Ninja Warrior, I'm pretty sure one of the gladiators was a successful Ninja Warrior as well.
Yeah, I remember that guy. I thought he'd be like older by now, but
yeah,
I guess they're still.
I think just being an awesome athlete is just, you know, you're just, it's like baseball players that also play football or whatever.
Yeah.
Or basketball. There's both. Someone has done both of those.
Michael Jordan played basketball and then baseball.
Yeah. And there's a football player that did it as well.
Yeah.
Baseball is always like the secondary sport though. I don't know if baseball's ever been the primary in that situation.
What does that say about baseball? I think you should be looking at yourself if you're taking a second wind in baseball.
I think it's just like baseball is just general athleticism. And, well, I'm just going to piss off.
Or just low-level athleticism.
I'm just going to piss off every baseball fan.
Do it.
Saying
there's
that.
Like, there's not that many.
Yeah, so I don't know how we got on that topic, but mandatory voting. I don't know that. I think I'm coming to the conclusion that it wouldn't be any worse than it is now. Like, it wouldn't be any better or worse. So there's no point in doing it.
That's what I was trying to say, was like, every system is corruptible.
Yeah.
So, you know.
And there's a lot of countries that vote, but it's not really voting.
Uh-huh.
Like, it's just a show.
Yeah.
You could argue that it's most countries that vote that are that.
Probably, yeah. Like, there's really no political arena on Earth that hasn't been corrupted to some level,
yeah.
I imagine.
Yeah.
Whether that's just through pure voting or
we've talked before on the show about kids voting, but I don't know if we released it. But the question was, should those under 18 be able to vote?
Right.
And I think we came to a similar conclusion, which is just like their votes will just be their parents mostly, or like it doesn't really matter. Nothing will change.
Right.
I don't think we know enough about politics to intelligently discuss voting systems, though.
I don't think you need to. It's just, it's a philosophy on, like, how humans should, like, cooperate, really. It doesn't have to pertain to any particular political policy or issue.
So, what's your ideal system?
Technocracy.
Explain what
the scientists decide.
Right. It's only, what is it based on, just data? Or,
well, that's the funny thing, is that you think science is based on data until you get into it and find out it's all just politics too.
Yeah, that's
so
fair.
You're fucked anyway you go about it. But I like the idea of some sort of elite, hyper intelligent ruling class. The problem is that it never, because humans have to implement it, we always fuck it up.
Right.
Same with, you know, controlled breeding and
right.
all that.
Why does that idea appeal to you in the first place, though? Don't, like, would you be happy if you were just, because you wouldn't be in the, I'm assuming you're not one of the elite voter people.
No, I am technocrat prime.
Okay, let's pretend in this crazy hypothetical that you don't make the cut to be on that crew. Would you be happy living under that system?
I don't know. Maybe not. Depends how easy they made my life.
Again, isn't that sort of how it works already? Because you don't like participate in politics that much now.
Right.
So there's a different set of people deciding all the stuff.
Yeah, I think the way it works now is it is kind of not a technocracy, but it is like a political technocracy. Like there's people who are good at political science,
right,
and they can make calls and they're the big ballers and shot callers of politics. But even though like there's a sham of us voting for things, they're still really the ones making things happen.
Right. Do you think that you could say we had never recorded a podcast and you had never tweeted all those horrible things you did in 2014, would you ever run for office, or like, do you think that you could do it?
I think I could and I would, but not on this planet. Like, if we started over from scratch,
yeah,
I might have a chance. We might have a chance. And I might want to be involved.
Is that why you want to go to Mars?
Like, leadership is a real thing and it's important, but we're not getting it from the quote unquote leaders we have in politics.
Right. You think you could do it better?
I know I could do it better.
I feel like you're sort of like the summer intern at a company that like sees all the flaws and thinks he can do it better.
Yeah.
But then
once you get to the top, you realize it's all red tape and
yeah, there's a reason that all the decisions were made and they're all horrible, but it's the way things are.
Yeah, it's too late.